So all I got to say is that the sugar cookies that you buy to come in the roll, they're not the best in the world. But if you add fudge icing to them and let that set up, oh, they're pretty good. Pretty good. So I love this time of the year. First Sunday in Advent, the decorations are absolutely gorgeous. And we just had a wonderful time handing out, oh, there must have been 100 gifts, to passing motorists and people walking on the street. We did that during the Sunday school hour. There were people who actually pulled across the road to get away from us. They didn't know what we were up to. But if one car stopped and several would stop behind that, they'd wind their window down and we'd say, Merry Christmas from the United Methodist Church, and just give them a gift. And so thank you to all those who brought gifts in to give away. People who got the gifts were amazed that we were doing that. So praise the Lord. Some of the kids of our youth group, they took gifts down into town and they handed them out to people down there. So next year, we're going to do it even bigger and better and really take the place by storm. I think people got a sense of the extravagant love of Jesus that we were trying to convey. So it was good. We had fun, and it's exciting to be here, and lots of stuff going on. I wanted to mention our giveaway on December 16th. Lonnie Vogel, he comes to first service. Lonnie's in charge of that, and we've had a lot of donations. We can use a lot more, especially in the way of toys and Christmas decorations. But anything you've got, anything at all, to give away. And that's December 16th, Saturday from 9 till noon. We'll need people on Friday night at 6 o'clock to help set that stuff up. And then to help take it all down and pack up whatever's left over at noon on Saturday. So if you can help out in any way or make donations, it would be greatly appreciated. And if you want to talk to Lonnie, you can get his number from the office. So that and the Christmas card wall, out the door to the right, down there by my office, you'll see a board up, and it says Christmas card wall on it, and there's a couple Christmas cards already on there. Bring a Christmas card in to your church family, and just there's a roll of tape down there. Just tape it up on the board, and if you get a chance, go down there and look at the cards from your church family. That's about all I've got. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather together here in this sacred and holy place, sanctuary from the rest of the world. We gather together here in this place, Lord, because we are different than the rest of the world. We are new creatures in Christ, filled with your Holy Spirit. So have your way with us. And God, we pray that what we do here is pleasing unto you and life-changing to all of us. So come, Holy Spirit, and open us up to receive the word that you have for us today, the gift that you have for us today. Fill us all with love for one another, and especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. And let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I want to offer a warm welcome to all present this morning on this first Sunday of Advent. What a beautiful, beautiful day to praise our Lord. If we have any visitors, I don't see any. Do we have any visitors out there? If you are a visitor and you would like some information about the church, please don't hesitate to ask the pastor or me or Diane. We're the three most recognizable up here. You can see one of our ushers, or you can get a packet of information that's in the narthex immediately out our double doors. It's hanging from the shepherd's crook. A reminder to all in attendance this morning, please sign the registration page in the red folder located at the end of your pew. Sign it, and then please bring it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in those red folders. Complete that card, put it in the clear holder, the end of your pew, and our ushers will bring it forward to Pastor Bruce. Our memory verse for December, this season of Advent, is located on our top center of your bulletin, page 1. Join me and recite twice through. Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with a glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. We have several announcements and upcoming events this morning. At first, I would like to ask Diane Runster, our musical director, to come forward for her announcements.
First and foremost, I want to thank everyone who came and helped to decorate last week. We had, I think, around 30 people, which was a great number, more than we've had in previous years, and it made short work of all this beautiful decoration, so I do want to thank you for that. Couple of announcements. Next week, the Irwin Male Chorus will be here in concert at 7 p.m., and we hope, first of all, that you will all come. But since we are United Methodists, we must eat. So we need cookies. So if you could bring in some of your Christmas cookies and either drop them off Saturday night or Sunday morning or Sunday evening, we hope that there's a good turnout. That's the first thing I need you to do. Second thing is I want you to spread the word in the community that Male Chorus is going to be here. It's the last time, I believe, it's the last concert here in Irwin. I'm not 100% sure of that, but it's always a wonderful way to celebrate the Advent season. Those of you who are ringing bells for the Salvation Army, I put a list out on the board that says opportunities for service. If you forgot what time you signed up for, you can check that. And finally, just to the left of the exit door, there's a small table that has some gift items for sale. If you need stocking stuffers or if you need office gifts or anything like that, those are great. There are pens and desk sets that say, God loves you and so do we, and they are for sale. There are envelopes there for you to put your money in. Somebody said that the problem with the desk sets is it has a 17 and 18 calendar on either end. Well, guess what? If you pull out the 17 and turn it over, it says 18, so you'd have it on both ends. So it's still good for another year. But if you would like one of those, or two or three or four, please see that little table outside the exit sign. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Certainly lots of activity in the life of our church. I do have several more announcements. The Outreach Committee is once again sponsoring their Angel Tree. The Angel Tree is in the narthex. It's the green Christmas tree. And there are little angels that are hanging on it as ornaments. If you're not familiar with that, you take an angel. It will have a specific item that the committee would like you to purchase. Bring that wrapped gift back to the church with the angel on the outside by Sunday, December 17th. Also, this week, our cathedral bells will perform at Westmoreland County Community College, and they will be performing along with WCCC's College Band and Choir. That's this Friday and Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. in Science Hall. Tickets can be purchased at the door, and they are $5. So a wonderful evening of entertainment by our very own cathedral bells. And an announcement from Laurie. She wanted to let us all know that her family, last evening, Tim and Laurie and the family, attended the Christmas in Salem Crossroads. I'm not sure if any of you have ever had that opportunity. It's a pilgrimage leading up to the days of Christ's birth. And this will be the last year. This is your opportunity to spend a wonderful evening. I think the weather's supposed to be nice, chilly, but not rainy. So she's encouraging you, if you do have the time, to take in the Salem Crossroads that is in Delmont. The Faith United Methodist and Delmont Presbyterian Churches sponsor that. And just a final reminder, please check our bulletin. We have many more announcements and goings and happenings in the life of our church. I would now ask that you turn your heart and your minds to our worship. Thank you. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Praise be to God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Please remain standing and turn to page 196 in your red hymnal. Seated.
Good morning. This is the first Sunday in Advent. Today we light one blue candle. This is the candle of hope. Advent is a time of waiting and hoping. We wait for the day when we celebrate again with the birth of Christ, Jesus. We hope that everyone will come to know God and to worship God. When we look at the first candle, we remember God's promise. God promised to send a Savior to the people. When we listen to our scripture reading, we hear what the prophet Isaiah wrote about God. God is the potter who molds us. We know that the gospel witness is one that helps us understand that God is loving and just. God brings peace. This gives us hope. We anticipate again the birth of the baby Jesus, remembering that Jesus helps us know God's love for us. This is a reading from Isaiah 64, verse 8. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
Please join us in prayer. Dear God, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the words of the prophet Isaiah that remind us that you are the source of our hope. Help us to live each day, allowing you to form us in a way that brings about your kingdom here on earth. Amen.
I bring with me every week? Bible. The Bible, that's right. The Bible is God's Word, and in it are surprises that can be unwrapped. What else did I bring with me today? This is heavy. A present. This one's wrapped, but do you want to guess what's inside? Who can guess what's inside? No guesses. Who likes to get presents? Of course you do. I can't imagine anyone saying that they don't like to get a gift. If I were to give you this package and ask you to pay me $5 for it, would it still be a gift? No. No. If you have to pay for something or do something to have it, it isn't a gift then, right? A gift doesn't cost anything. A gift doesn't come with conditions. All you have to do is accept it. That's what makes it a gift. What was the best present that you were ever given? Jesus Christ, that's a good answer. It's always a good answer. How about you? What was the best present?
God.
An iPod? Is that what you said? No?
God.
Oh, God. How about, did anyone ever get a bike? Or an Xbox? Or PlayStation? Or a remote control car? Well, Christmas is coming. What do you hope you get this year? Go ahead. Shopkins? You listening, parents out there? Beanie Baby? No, do they still make Beanie Baby? Wow.
Gabriella, the American Girl doll, and the Lost Bed.
Wow, Gabriella, the American Girl doll, and the Lost
Bed. She's the Girl of the Year this year.
Ooh.
I want Gabriella.
You want Gabriella, too?
Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on, oh, you want that scary little thing, huh? Well, we have a lot of different ideas about what makes a great gift. But today, I want to tell you about a gift without question is the greatest gift that's ever been given. And we already said it, but let's say it again. What do you think that gift could be?
Jesus Christ.
How about you, big kids? Did you know that answer? It's the gift of eternal life. It's the gift of God, and it is given to anyone who wants to receive it. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Let's say that's important verse together. Repeat after me. For God
so loved the world
that he gave
his one and only Son,
that whoever believes in him
shall not perish,
but have eternal life. John 3:16. Do you know who that whoever is in that verse?
Everyone,
that's right. It means it's you, and it's me, and it's all of them out there. The greatest gift of all is for everyone in the world, and that's a lot of people. When someone gives you a gift, though, it's never polite to ask how much it costs. But in this case, the Bible tells us exactly how much God gifts cost, and it was astronomical. It cost God his only Son. He sent him to earth to die on a cross so that we can live forever. Eternal life. Now that's a gift that keeps on giving. And all we have to do to receive this gift is believe and accept Jesus as our Savior. Jesus is the gift that you never want to be without. Pray with me. Repeat after me. Dear God,
thank you
for the greatest gift of all.
For the greatest gift of all.
Your Son Jesus.
Your Son Jesus.
Who loved us so much.
Who loved us so much.
That he paid the price.
That he paid the price.
For our sin.
For our sin.
To give us the gift.
To give us the gift.
That lasts forever. Amen. Thanks for coming up today, kids. And you know, we have some unfinished.
This is our children's collection, and this week it does go to the Salvation Army. Thank you, choir, for that beautiful medley. The Word of God this morning is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 5. Now, do recall that Isaiah was a Hebrew prophet. He was believed to have lived about 700 years before the birth of Jesus, and Isaiah prophesied the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Hear Isaiah's words, the ingathering of the dispersed. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be carried in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. Here ends the readings in the book of Isaiah. I now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we are not worthy to be here. We are not worthy to come to this, your altar. These gifts that we give you are not worthy. They're not even close to what you deserve. Oh, but God, we thank you for the gift of your grace, that unearned, undeserved love that you give us. And so we give you what we can. And Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit for the spreading of the gospel message of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, and please be seated. Doing a short form of joys and concerns. There are a lot of things that we have to be joyful about. We definitely should be a joyful people, though not everybody is. But if you have anything that you're thankful for, that God has blessed you with, from the littlest thing to the biggest, raise your hand. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. So now, if you have a concern for yourself, some ache or pain or some burden, some fear, situation that you're in, if you have a concern for somebody else that you know, family, friend, neighbor, coworker, if you have a concern for a situation in the world that's been a burden on your heart, if there's something that you need prayed about, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we do give you thanks for our blessings, for indeed we are blessed people. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we pray that you help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to use our blessings to be a blessing to others. And God, for our concerns, we have aches and pains, battling diseases, financial problems, broken relationships, broken homes, abusive situations, lost, confused, lonely, afraid. God, we're praying for friends and family that we know of that are struggling. We're praying for situations all over the world, Lord, where there is unrest and brokenness and outright evil. God, we believe that you're greater than any problem that anybody has. We believe, God, that as it is written, we have favor with God and man. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us with you. God, all things are possible. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. And by his stripes we are healed. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise always. For you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us hear the word of the Lord. This is the gospel according to John chapter 3, beginning with verse 16. And if you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light, for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Handing out those gifts today was our way of handing out hope. Hope. First Sunday in Advent. Hope. You know, people who live in hopelessness, they usually don't have any joy. They're pleasure is fleeting, to be hopeless, to feel lost, to feel disenfranchised, to not have any faith that there'll be a tomorrow, to have no hope. It's a terrible, terrible place to be. People have little joy of any, and those things that bring the pleasure, bring them pleasure, it doesn't last long. It's fleeting. Hopeless people overcompensate for their lack of joy, and they overeat, or they play games excessively, or they become adrenaline junkies. They try all kinds of things to make up for not having hope in their lives. They become addicted to things. They become angry. They lash out because they don't understand what is that empty feeling that they have inside of them. It's a lack of hope. So, not having hope, it has no faith. Not having hope means that you don't believe things can happen. You don't believe that things can go in a certain direction. When you have hope, you believe in what you don't see. When you don't have hope, all you've got is what's at hand, and you can't see the future. You don't have any confidence. Hopeless people have a poor self-image. They try to distract themselves from their hopelessness, from the feelings of grief and dread that go along with hopelessness. People are battling diseases. They're stuck in a dead-end job, or they don't have a job. People are in abusive situations, broken homes. People who are afraid. People who feel like losers. People who are lonely. They don't have hope. And they're hurting. We live in a society that's full of hopelessness. And our society feeds off of that hopelessness. Because they've got the answer, see? When you have hopelessness, you're reaching out for something to bring you joy. Something to fill that void. And society says, here, I've got self-help books. I've got gambling. I've got all kind of entertainment to give you. I've got all kinds of things to take care of that void in your life. And they make money off of it, and it doesn't help us. It doesn't help those who are hopeless. It's only a temporary fix, like a sugar rush. Takes you up high, and then it drops you down harder than you were before. Hopelessness, drugs, gambling. People look for all kinds of things. And hopelessness takes us away from God. Hopelessness means we don't trust in God for what's coming up. Well, I got to tell you, to those who are living without hope, I say, hear the good news. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, God will never leave you nor forsake you. John 14, 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. In Jesus and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. God, the creator of the universe, God Almighty. We have freedom. We have confidence that we can approach him. We can go up to God and say, Abba, Daddy, hear my prayer. Because of Jesus, we can do that. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 19:26, but with God all things are possible. Regardless of what the world says, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what you're going through or struggling with, we can have hope because of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. There are people who are so afraid of death, they'll do anything to put it off, to distract themselves from the idea. Right? Our society's real good at that. You see the latest stuff out to get rid of the bags under your eyes? Do you see, anybody see that? Do you see that infomercial? A couple of people have. You rub this stuff underneath your eyes if you have bags, and they show you. It shrinks them right up and they're gone. Amazing stuff. I'm going to try some for my belly, though. See if it works. But it takes away that bag and shrinks it up for the evening, they said. Pretty neat stuff. But society's got all these answers to make you look younger, to put off death. But you know what? It says here, we don't have to be that way. We do not have to fear death. It's appointed unto all of us once to die, physically. But John 3:16, we have eternal life. We don't have to fear death. Man, I tell you, when death approaches, it's just packing your bags and getting ready to go on vacation to the best place ever. Because the very best that this world has to offer is nothing compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Because of Jesus, we have that hope. We have that hope. My favorite phrase that hangs on the wall of my office, you've heard it before, you'll hear it again and again. We are not human beings having a temporary spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a temporary human experience. And because of Jesus, we have the hope of eternal life. It's Advent. And we're celebrating the birth of hope, Jesus. Christian hope isn't a willful kind of hope. It is the sure and certain hope that comes from the one who embodies hope. Jesus Christ not only provides hope, he is hope. Because of Jesus, we can have the hope that there is more to life than meets the eye. We can have hope that we will get through this, no matter what it is you're going through, no matter what your struggle or your burden. Did you get one today? You didn't get one. Did you get one? You got one last year? Did you? We get another one this year. You're welcome. I'll tell you, we had so much fun today handing out these gifts. And hopefully it gave people a hope that there is goodness in the world. Merry Christmas. Because we live in a world that, we've got a very sad world. And it's no wonder, isn't it? When you watch the news and you see all the terrible things that are happening, people don't have hope. You have no idea how hard this is to hand these out. Red sweater. It's Christmas. I just love buying the gifts and wrapping. I put my Christmas music on and I wrap them. And when I'm wrapping them, you know, and especially when they're odd shaped, and you're trying to get the corners to fit just right and look nice, just smash them down and tape them. So don't look too hard at the wrapping, but it is so much fun to wrap gifts and give it away. Because you're giving hope. You're giving hope that there's goodness in the world, that there's something better than what we have. And as Christians, we know there's something better than what we have right now. Because there's people carrying a lot of burdens. Guilt, shame, fear, poor self-image, depressed, full of anxiety, panic attacks. They need to hear from us. that they're loved, that Jesus loves them, that there's hope. We're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. There are better days ahead because of Jesus. God loves you, and so do I. Page 12 of your hymnal, and follow along, please. I don't think we have visitors today, but I tell you, it is nice to know that somebody had mentioned to me after first service, they just love that about the United Methodist Church, that the table is open to anybody who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to, and nothing special. God wants you to come up here. So Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering and death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin, and made with us a new covenant by the water and the Spirit. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he gave himself up for us. He took bread, and he gave thanks to you. And we thank you, Lord, for this bread of life, the body of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless this bread, O Lord. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you. And we give thanks to you, Lord, for this cup of the new covenant. We pray that you would bless it, that it would be for us the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. The ushers, please. Please just hold on to it and we'll take it all together. If you need gluten-free, just raise your hand. They'll bring you the gluten-free. When you're wrapping that gift this year, think about this gift right here, that God has given to each and every one of us, his body given for you. Take and eat. What must people think? People who don't know our customs, our religion, what must they think when we try to explain to them communion, that we drink the blood, eat the flesh of our Lord and our Savior? When we try to explain to them what the bread represents, what the cup represents, it's important that we know the story so we can talk about the life-giving hope of this cup of the covenant that takes away our sins, that Jesus paid the price for us that we couldn't pay. A strange custom to some people, but to us it is eternal life, the gift of hope. Take and drink. Now let's stand and sing "Soon and Very Soon," and remember that it is going to be soon. Number 706. We have that hope. No more crying, no more dying there. We are going to see the King. We have that hope. Can you imagine the living thinking that this is all there is to life? And for some of us, it's pretty bad. That's all there is? This is all I can expect? No hope. What a terrible place to be in. But we know better. And we need to share that message with those who have no hope. We've got to tell them there is hope, and it's found in Jesus. Cast all your cares upon me because I care for you, Jesus said. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Hope. Dear Heavenly Father, stick around for the coffee hour across the hall here in the parlor. Come on over, there's some great cookies and refreshments. Lots of other stuff going on, so please go over that bulletin. Well, Lord, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks for being in our midst today. Thank you for the hope that you have given us, that no matter what burdens we bear, no matter what struggle we're going through, we have hope. That hope is in Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, Give us the boldness to share this message with those who need to hear it. We ask this all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.